Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we want to congratulate both of you on your 50th anniversary, and I think it's an extraordinary grace that you have four priests that are actually celebrating. So you have four masses offered for you on this beautiful day of your 50th anniversary. So we want to be very thankful. All of us appreciate you very, very much. And Father Antolini would be here, but his health is just, does not allow him. So he surely prayed for you in his mass with Father Larry at 10:30 this morning. So we all offer this mass for you in a special way, that you have a long life, happy life, great peace, and eternal life. That's our prayer for you. You've already had a pretty long life, and as talked with Bob, even longer, but especially eternal life. That's what our prayer for you, as well as your friends. Basically, you've got a lot of different families here. You've got your natural family, you've got your parish family, and just a lot of friends who are really rejoicing with you. What occurred to me, the biblical passage that really hit me today when I was just sitting down, is Matthew chapter 25. And it's this: I was hungry and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me to drink. I was naked and you clothed me. I was a foreigner and you welcomed me. I was sick and in prison and you visited me. I think that that perfectly fits the way both of you have been living out your life in the parish for the past 15 years anyway. In the sense that what me and Father Larry and the other priests have always tried to do, and Father Larry's been here for 30 years, and I've been here for 26 years, and Father Dave and Father Craig a little bit less. We've always tried to help out the poor. We've always worked very hard in trying to help out the poor. And about maybe 17, 18 years ago, me and Father Larry went downtown. The parish won the award for the best poor program in Los Angeles, no? This was probably a little bit before you came, when spring, well, you're already here, okay? I think we won it twice, and that says a lot. You know, of all the many parishes, hundreds of people, and millions of people in this big city, and hundreds of parishes, the fact that we won that award, that says a lot. And it's not simply the priests, but rather it's you working with us. So we'd really like to thank you for, I was hungry and thirsty. You've been giving food for these people that are poor and they're abandoned, they're alone, they suffer, they're misunderstood, they don't have their papers, they're fearful, and sometimes they're hard to work with. No, they're not always that easy to work with. I mean, it's sometimes difficult. They can be pretty demanding at times, no? And so God is never going to forget what you've done for them. And that's one of the most beautiful things, I think, in the parish, is that this is a poor parish. Poor in economic means, but I think it's one of the richest parishes in spirituality in L.A. I really believe it. One of the richest parishes in L.A. Now, where does this love that both of you have for the poor come from? It comes from this. You know, there's a big difference between altruism and charity. Okay? Those are two words that sometimes people confuse. Altruism and charity. What is altruism? It's humanitarianism. It's just doing good works. Okay, like the Peace Corps, and that's good. Altruism. But there's a big difference between that and charity. Charity is altruism, yes, but you're doing it for the love of God. And that's a huge difference. So where is this love of God coming from? Both of you, your love for Jesus. Right? Your love for Jesus. Your great love for Jesus. Your great love for the Mass. Your great love for the Blessed Mother. And Bob, I know you're a Carmelite. Your great love for Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross and the Carmelite spirituality. So the fact that you're showing so much love for the poor comes from the great love that both of you have for God. And the fact that you're together for 50 years, which is a milestone, is because you both love God. Right? You have to say that, that you love God, and that's the reason why you can love each other. That's the reason why you love so much the poor people, and that's why so many people love you in this parish. So we'd like to thank you once again for all that you've done. We're going to pray for, I was telling Bob, it looks really, really good. You know, you look very, very healthy, thanks be to God. We were worried about you about 6 or 7 years ago. Very worried, but I don't think I've seen you looking better in 25 years, no? And so keep up the good work, and we're going to be praying for you, and we pray that one day both of you will be in heaven praising God for all eternity. Amen.